Welcome again, folks, to another short message from the Word of the Lord. Whenever I was a little boy on a Saturday morning, I used to get up very early with my father and go out to the place that he worked at, out on the shores of Loch Ness. It was a meat and bone meal factory, of all places, and I used to go out there as a little lad and see around different parts of the factory. Some of the companies that supplied my father's factory with machinery were Scandinavian companies, Norway, Sweden and Denmark especially. And I used to go out there and look at these great machines, and Father sometimes would explain to me how they worked. And also around about his desk in the factory, he had little models of some of the machines. I suppose the suppliers would have given him these little models to explain how the machines would work. And I'm up here in the attic here in my parents' home, and I found this little model of a machine made by a company, I think it's a Swedish company called Alfa Laval, and this machine is known as a separator. And many food production companies and manufacturing companies would be familiar with this machine, a separator. I can't remember exactly how it worked, but I assume that it spins round and round and round at an extremely high speed, and it separates the solid material from the liquid. It takes the liquid and the impurities out of the solid matter by spinning round and round and round, maybe a little bit like a spin dryer if you have one of them in the home. But the Bible has a lot to say as well about the subject of separation. For example, the prophet Isaiah said, "Your iniquities have separated between you and your God." Our sins have driven a wedge between us and God and separated us from our God. And the Lord Jesus Christ said there's a day coming whenever he will separate the sheep from the goats. And he will separate the wheat from the tares. He will separate the wheat from the chaff. And that's a solemn thought. Heaven or hell for all eternity. And then the Bible also says that whenever a person realizes that their sins have separated between them and their God, and if they live and die without Christ and without salvation, they'll be separated from the Lord for all eternity, and they come to the cross, they discover that the Lord is able to separate us from our guilt and from our shame and from our past. As far as the east is from the west, the Bible says, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. And then the Word of God says that whenever a person becomes a Christian, they are separated unto the Lord. Paul spoke about that in Romans chapter 1, about being separated unto the gospel of God. And so if the Lord has chosen us to be himself, redeemed us out of this present world, then Paul says in 2 Corinthians 6 that we are to come out from among them and be separate, and touch not the unclean thing. And that's a biblical principle. There is such a thing as in the Word of God as ecclesiastical separation, endeavouring to be separated from error. The Bible says that the believer and the unbeliever and light and darkness have no real communion. And there is such a thing as being separated unto the gospel of God, separated from that which is false, that which is erroneous, that which is an error. And the Christian, therefore, needs to be separated. Paul spoke about it again in Romans chapter 12, when he said, "We're not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind." So as we think about this machine, probably most of our listeners haven't much thought or interest in this old separator, as it's called. But we need to have an interest in the biblical teaching of separation. And I wonder today where you are with regards to separation. Maybe you're separated from God because of sin. Maybe as you face eternity, you'll be separated from God's people, as the sheep will be separated from the goats. Maybe you realize your need for Christ in your life, and you're going to come to the cross and call upon the Lord and ask him to save you. And the Lord's going to separate you unto himself. And then there needs to be the practical outworking of that. Touching not the unclean thing, but willingly, decisively separating ourselves unto the Lord. Who then is willing to consecrate a service this day unto the Lord? May God bless you. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you hopefully again soon. Don't forget to share these little devotionals with your friends, loved ones, and family members. God bless you. See you next time.